One of California's great historical mysteries turns out to have been an elaborate practical joke. That's the conclusion of researchers who spent 11 years studying the origins of what's known as Drake's Plate. Historians once thought the brass plaque was left in Northern California by Sir Francis Drake when he claimed the Pacific coast for England in the 16th century. But as NPR's Andy Bowers reports, it turns out the plate was most likely a hoax.
Drake's legendary plate of brass is kind of like the Holy Grail for historians of early California. Edward Vonderporten, who led the new research project, says it was supposed to have been left near San Francisco in 1579.
The accounts of Drake's voyage state very clearly that he claimed what would become the United States with a plaque that he set up on a post at his landing place at Drake's Bay in Marin County.
But no one had ever found it. That is, until 1936, when a shop clerk changing a flat tire noticed an old brass plate partly covered by a rock. A few months later, he took the plate to a history professor at the University of California, Berkeley, named Herbert Bolton. Bolton had long been known for encouraging his students to look for the brass plate. Now, says Vonderporten, the professor thought he might have his hands on it.
Bolton himself questioned it. The trouble was he wanted it to be real very badly, and he didn't question it hard enough.
And Bolton publicly announced the huge discovery, which quickly became accepted as fact in textbooks and history classes. The plaque's pedigree was supported by researchers at Columbia University, who tested the metal and declared it authentic. But it was not. More testing in the mid-70s revealed that the brass was probably made in the 20th century. Still, the question remained, who perpetrated such an elaborate hoax? Edward Vonderporten believes it was not, as some had thought, a prank by some of Bolton's students.
It was instead a group of people close to Bolton, close to the historical community. They were all members of the small world of California history.
And they were led, the researchers now believe, by one G. Ezra Dane, a prominent member of the California Historical Society. Both Dane and his apparent Mark, Bolton, were also members of a fun-loving historical drinking society called E. Clampus Vitus. Peter Hampf, deputy director of UC Berkeley's Bancroft Library, explains that clampers, as club members are known, like to play pranks on each other.
It's a fraternal organization that primarily enjoys getting together for playful joking about California history, but they also do serious work, and they do a lot of serious investigation and research.
But it seems in this case, G. Ezra Dane and four co-conspirators used their knowledge of history to create a plaque so convincing it would bamboozle Herbert Bolton. The new research suggests the pranksters painted three letters on the back of the plaque with invisible paint that would show up under black light. The letters were ECV, for E. Clampus Vitus. Researcher Edward Vonderporten believes the hoax was meant to be unveiled to Bolton privately, perhaps at a dinner. The trouble was, the plate made its way to Bolton without the jokester's knowledge.
They didn't know he had it, and he rushed to publication and to the great announcement in April 1937, to the public. Now what are they going to do?
Especially since the plaque was then acquired at great expense for the Berkeley Library. What they did, says Vonderporten, was try to drop hints to Bolton, enlisting the help of some leading clampers who were not part of the original plot. They produced an elaborate booklet riddled with hints of a hoax, but it went unheeded. The new study of the Drake's Plate incident is based on lots of previously hidden evidence, including a confession of sorts written by one of the plotters in the 1950s. Peter Hampf of the Bancroft Library, which still displays the plaque in a special case, says he thinks the likely suspects have now been unmasked, but he still plans to keep the faux Drake's Plate on display.
It does represent a very interesting phenomenon, a fake that is based on true historic evidence and will always be a conversation piece.
And the search for Sir Francis Drake's real plate can now continue. Andy Bowers, NPR News, Los Angeles.
To see the plate, go to our website, NPR.org.